Contest from FM Talk 106.5.
7:55, FM Talk 106.5, and time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. By the way, I was in there yesterday. Go say hi to Chip. I mean, they are loaded up with the gear that works around here for inshore fishing, also freshwater fishing, and our friends at HMS Marine Electronics. What's up, Macklin? Home of Garmin, featuring Ultra Scanning sonar. Choose HMS Marine Electronics for all your fish finding technology. HMSMarineElectronics.com or HMS Marine Electronics on Facebook. And say hello to the man of the hour, my buddy, Captain Bobby Abrascato of the A-Team. Hey, man.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Doing good. Should we get this through at the beginning of the report or at the end of the report?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I'm proud to say I won, but yeah. I'm not very proud of how badly we missed the weights on those trout. Man, yeah. That was pitiful.
Yeah,
I mean, not pitiful the fish. I'm talking about pitiful our guests.
Well, if y'all didn't catch it last week before the rodeo, Captain Bobby and I, as always, did a little wager here. And I think the payoff for the wager is going fishing, right?
That's right. Yeah, so, that'll work.
Yeah, something we do anyway. But the wager was for the weight of the winning speckled trout in the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. Bobby, you guessed it at 7.87 pounds. I guessed it at 8.1. But Brian Faulkner won it with a 6.94 speckled trout.
Woo, that's missing it by a bunch. But, man, congratulations to him. Congratulations to the men and women that put on the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. They worked so hard, and it's evident when you get in there and see how well that tournament's run. Richard told me yesterday they had a record number of tickets sold. And I don't know about you, man, because you know me and technology, we usually aren't used in the same sentence, but how cool is that when you can just walk up there, they scan your ticket off your phone, and you're entered. Boom. No yep. paper, nothing like that. How cool is that with that Fishing Chaos app and John Calgas putting that thing together?
It's very efficient. And once again, like you said, hats off to the JCs, because for that many anglers coming through with that many variants of are you in this, are you in a jackpot, where's your regular ticket, all that, for them to run it like they do, it's truly impressive.
Impressive, man. And you know, and it's paying off for them and the charities that they benefit to, you know, and that's what I was telling them. I said, you know, when you start doing it the way you guys are doing it with the extra jackpots and the drawings and that sort of thing, that's what keeps people coming out, you know. So anyway, again, hats off to them. Great job, gang.
Yeah, I was going to say too, with that weights on speckled trout, I got to tell you, I struggled over the weekend. Now, I didn't really get to fish till later on Saturday. I had a tough time weather-wise and speckled trout-wise.
Yeah, if you had to wait after Friday was really about the only good weather day of the 3 days. Obviously, Saturday and especially Sunday, it got really tough. And I'm if it makes you feel any better, you ain't the only one, and it's kind of continued with me through the week. Man, this has not been the best week of fishing that I've had this year, I can tell you that.
Wait a second. Captain Bobby had a tough week?
Tough week. But, you know, trying to be the optimist, you know, I'm looking forward. We're on the moon right now. We're going to cycle kind of in behind it, and weather's supposed to be pretty good, but I'm looking forward to it improving. You know, there's a lot of dirty water around. I don't know if it's from that blow over the weekend and the wind directions we're having, but, you know, it's been a little bit of a struggle to find pretty water, and if you're a trout fisherman, that's one of the things you really have to key on. I mean, you know, they're ambush feeders. They have to be able to see the bait, and you know, I've just been finding, you know, not a lot of areas that have real clear water, so Sean, that's what I'm putting it on, man, is the muddy water.
Well, it was muddy, and it was rough over the weekend. And a lot of people are paying attention to what you're saying right here. And because snapper off the menu now, so people turning back into focusing on speckled trout and maybe some of those other species. What about the blackfish? What about the redfish? What about those silverfish?
Well, that's been all the good news. I tell you, I've had some. I got a string of trips going now, and I think I'm at 6 trips in a row where we've caught at least one blackfish a day, and I'm a real opportunistic black fisherman. I have to kind of say, I'm not going to go pole hopping if I don't see them, and so I'm seeing the fish I'm catching. The guys that are good at it are willing to put a little bit of time in blind fishing for them, probably can really catch them, but it's been fairly productive with that. There's mackerel down at the lower end of the bay, which is where some of the clearer water is, by the way. If you're looking for clearer water, that water down at the lower end of the bay is a little clearer, and there's been some pretty mackerel down there. And I just carry some little light single strand leader wire, and if I start getting cut off when I'm trout fishing, just put about 6-8 inches, just like you would normally put your hook on, but add about 6 or 8 inches of just some light steel leader. And sometimes it doesn't really affect the trout bite, but the good news is you start catching those toothy critters. And if you want something fun to catch on a trout rod, try catching a 4 or 5 pound Spanish mackerel.
That's true.
I'm telling you what, they are a lot of fun to catch on trout tackle.
Hey, what a great tip. Give people a direction to go get a trip booked with you.
Just check us out at ateamfishing.com, the all-new website, and then also Facebook at ateamfishing. And there's some pretty cool videos of us catching some blackfish around a duck blind on there right now, too, if you want to see some of that.
I'm heading there right now, Captain Bobby. We'll check back with you next week. Have a great weekend.
Okay, old buddy. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. The FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company and HMS Marine Electronics. Hour number three. Yeah, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, 3 up next.
Turning up your voice. FM Talk 106.5.